Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Yes, 299948, Jose Antonio Lopez Rodriguez.
Mr. Lopez Rodriguez, you appeared for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissary for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on the information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on May the 25th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
No, sir.
Well, that was the piece of paper that you signed, the notification saying that the hearing would be held today. Do you remember signing that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir. I couldn't find one.
Okay, sir. Well, you're not required to find one, but we always give you that opportunity. Sir, you cannot see us today because we're doing this by telephone, and I just want to introduce you to the panel, the board members that will be participating in your hearing today. And there are four board members participating in your hearing today. And they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Lopez Rodriguez and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you guard or do you so fine?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Sir, your hearing may be in two phases. We'll begin with phase one, and that is to make a determination whether you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, and then we'll go into phase two to make a determination whether to return you to the community or to not to return you to the community. I'm going to read the allegation. We have one allegation on the warrant. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6702 East Scarlet Street in Tucson, Arizona, on about May 31, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under stronger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you so very much, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Lopez Rodriguez, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is a very important phase of your hearing, because here we will make a determination whether to continue your own community supervision or to revoke your community supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that, then we're just going to come back and talk to you, and you can tell us whatever you need to tell us, sir. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet as Honorable Mr. Turner will offer us some background testimony on you, sir. Mr. Turner, sir.
Mr. Rodriguez, or Lopez Rodriguez, was released from ADC custody on 3/13/2017 and arrested on 5/7/2018 by Pima County Sheriff's Office on new misdemeanor charges of criminal damage, deface, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to appear, misdemeanor warrant. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/9/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/14/2018 with 341 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, commitment A, count 1, burglary second degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2014, commitment B, count 1, burglary second degree, 2 years, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term at ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary significant and lengthy with drugs, criminal damage, and tampering with security device noted. Other arrests, 2015, possession and sale of marijuana, Arizona, pending charges. 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, pending charges. 2015, DUI liquors, drug, vapors combo, Arizona, pending charges. Has a GB score of G1V3. Status of charges at the time of arrest, hearing has been scheduled for 6/26/18 at 10 a.m.
Okay, so they are pending to see what's going to happen on 6, what you said, 6/15?
6/26/18 at 10 a.m.
That'll be next week, I think. Okay, so we are back to you, Mr. Lopez Rodriguez. Based on information we have, whenever you were released, you were to reside at the East Scarlet Street and there in Tucson. And what happened, sir? It seems to me that you just picked up and left. What happened, sir? Why didn't we complete the stay at that address, or at least work with the CO3 to work it out, sir?
What had happened was, that possession charge, honestly, I was 20 years old, I was young, I was scared, I got pulled over, and me and one of my cousins didn't set the car, there was some drugs in the car, and me being on parole, I don't want my little cousin to get in trouble, so I took the blame for everything, and the cop ended up giving me a ticket and released me, just didn't show up to court. When me being young, I was scared, and I just picked up the left because I knew that parole officer was going to end up hearing about it, and I ran. I was scared, honestly.
So where did you go? So you say you ran. Where did you go? Why did you? What happened? Where did you go after you ran? You left then after you were caught. And so what did you do, sir?
I lived with one of my friends, and I just kept on working. I do concrete floors. They pay me cash. So there was no trace of anything. I just kept on doing what I was doing because when I got released, I already had a job. I don't want to lose my job as well.
Okay, so you continue to work and with the hope that you would not end up being caught. When you were picked up by the police department down there in Tucson, why did they pick you up, sir? And you end up being incarcerated now. What happened, sir?
They said it was an anonymous call, and someone called saying I had an outstanding warrant.
Oh, okay. I am sorry to hear that, but I guess it was good. So now you can get this behind you. You don't have to be looking behind you every day to see if the officers are looking for you. So once you get this one behind you, did you use any drugs or any alcohol while you were out, sir?
No.
No drugs, no alcohol?
I would drink alcohol, but not being an alcoholic, just special occasions, birthdays, and stuff like that. Anyway, I have a couple beers.
Now, what does this board let you out today, or let you out at your SED date, which is in September? What are your plans, sir? What do you plan to do? You're just 21 years of age, so you're still just young. You haven't had but one. Now, running in with the law, and so what are your plans for the future, sir?
Well, I'm going to go to Pima Community College and at least get my GED because I don't have a high school diploma or a GED, so I want to get one of those. And then my father, he has a concrete business, but he's not licensed. So I want to go get a license for it if I'm going to be able to.
Okay, well that's a great idea because the concrete business, that's a good business right now because everybody's building something, houses, buildings, and everything is being constructed now, so you will always have employment. It would be good to have your license with your father so that, that the business can be successful. Okay, at this time, sir, I'm going to see if my colleagues might have some questions for you at this time, sir.
Okay. Okay.
I don't see any questions from my distinguished colleagues, sir. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. But this is your hearing. Is there anything else you want to tell the board at this time without repeating yourself?
Honestly, it was just a mistake. And me being back in here, put my priorities back in order, knowing what I have to do when I get out. I'm just ready to go back home to my family already and be a son and a man I need to be a productive member of the society.
Thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, but please remain on the telephone, because in Arizona, we operate under the open meeting law. You can hear everything that board members will say. We do nothing behind closed doors, sir. So now the board is in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation for Mr. Lopez Rodriguez. He had an opportunity. Something just did not go right, and he at least he indicates that he was trying to protect, I believe, his cousin, so that his cousin would not end up with a record. So he took responsibility for everything, and he ended up just running away. And although this is his first term with DOC, I would not to consider releasing him except 341 days of scunding, almost a year. And the board just cannot overlook that, and because the board has no idea what he was doing. He sounds like he's an honest person. He sounds like an intelligent young man. He sounds like he has a future. But I just cannot overlook the 341 days. And with that being said, I am prepared to listen to other board members who might think otherwise. Hearing nothing from other board members at this time, I'm going to offer a motion. My motion is going to be to find that Mr. Lopez Rodriguez did violate the terms and conditions of supervision that he was delinquent. And based upon information contained in warrant number 2017-W2316 and his testimony, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections, I am, and inasmuch as he did abscond for over 300 days, almost a year he absconded, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be released on September 14th of this year. You won't have to report to a parole officer, but you remember that you do have those charges pending. Therefore, it's best if they don't pick you up when you are released, to make sure you go to court and get those behind you, so that after then you can become a productive citizen and you can move forward and help your family and work with them with the concrete business. And so, sir, we don't want to see you in orange again. Good luck, and your hearing is over, sir.
Right.
And please put the CO3 back on the phone.